Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Show the connection with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. A room full of very important people are here today. Ultra runner Tim Gore is here. Hello, Tim.
Good morning, Renee, and hello.
Hello. Thanks for coming in. She is the executive director of One Nation Walking Together. Kathy Terzi is here. Hello, Kathy.
Hello. Good morning.
And Mary Muncher from Lululemon and Briargate is here. Hello, Mary.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for coming in this morning. And Tim, we are going to talk about, I don't even know, like 100. So this Saturday, Tim, like I'm just going to dive right in. You are running 106 miles. You're an ultra runner, obviously, to do that, to raise awareness for One Nation Walking Together. How are you today? Are you like all in that, I'm going to run 106 miles mode?
Yeah. Yes, I'm kind of in that I'm going to run 106 miles mode. Yesterday, we went up Pikes Peak to try to figure out how I felt, and it turns out pretty good, and it gave me a lot of time to reflect on what this race is actually all about for One Nation and for the Native populations throughout the West.
And let's talk, Kathy, about, for those that don't know, what is One Nation Walking Together? It is a fantastic organization for those that don't know.
Thank you. One Nation Walking Together is a Carr Springs-based nonprofit. We collect, sort, and ship donations to various communities within reservations in Montana, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, New Mexico, and Arizona. And that's a mouthful.
It is.
But simply what that means is we're providing donated items to the various communities still living in impoverished communities. That could be forks, spoons, clothing, household appliances, furniture, hygiene items, diapers, anything you need to establish your daily living to the people who otherwise can't afford that, so that they can use what minimal monies they do have for those other things they need, milk, gasoline to get to dialysis, and those other such things. And that's the short version.
Yeah, that is the short version.
That is the short version. Then we also have an emergency service program that we're doing within the Pikes Peak region, navigating people out of crisis mode into sustainable mode and doing resource sharing with other community partners here in the Colorado Springs and Colorado area.
Well, it's a fantastic organization, again, making donations across here in Colorado. And what was it? How many other states? Nine other states.
Eight
other states to help Native Americans. And Tim, you are on the board now. Is that right? Of One Nation?
Yes, I'm on the board. I'm proudly serving there and trying to find my niche with the rest of the great board members who are there.
And how long has One Nation Walking Together been together? Like, when did this start, this incredible organization?
This started many long years ago from a man and woman out of Manitou Springs who knew the need on the Pine Ridge Reservation. So they started out of the trunk of their car, and then they umbrellaed out of another organization in California until we became our own 501(c) in 93.
That's incredible.
And then we've grown, and we are Native governed. Tim is our only non-Native board member who we've begged and pleaded for him to join board because of his energy and his enthusiasm and his love for the Native peoples, and we're blessed to have him.
That's incredible. So, Tim, how long have you been on the board now?
I've been on the board about a year and a half, and I'm still learning, you know, kind of what goes on. And there is so much that goes on and so much that this organization is doing to learn about. I just learned that there's 40,000 people that we serve, and I didn't know that number was that large. And
yeah,
it's pretty incredible.
It is.
We do that with two staff members and a bunch of volunteers.
That's incredible. Two staff members.
Three staff. We have two office staff members, and we have a warehouse member. So we have three part-time paid employees, and the rest of our team are volunteers. If it weren't for our volunteers, our world would not go around to serve the 30 to 40,000 people we serve with the donations we send via semi trucks to the communities that we're serving.
That's incredible. All of this is happening with, like you said, three staff members, two of which are part-time, right?
Well, we're all part-time,
pretty much. Yeah.
But it's volunteers. Volunteers make the world go round. I like to say we have the best donors in the world and the best volunteers in the world, and we serve the greatest, most underserved population in the world.
Absolutely. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, Tim, let's talk about this big run. A big, it does not even cover it. I think that's a big is an understatement, don't you guys think? Big. Massive run coming up on Saturday. We'll have more with Tim Gore, Kathy Terzi, and Mary Muncher next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with ultra runner Tim Gore. We are talking with executive director of One Nation Walking Together, Kathy Terzi, and from Lululemon and team lead, Mary Muncher is here. Hello, everybody. We're trying to comprehend, Tim, your 106-mile run, which is happening this Saturday to benefit One Nation Walking Together, raise awareness, raise funds, raise goods. We're trying to, I was like, 106 miles, that's from here to...
Is it to Pueblo and back, I think, is pretty close.
Is that close? I was trying to go north in my head, 106 miles. We're going to have to calculate that out.
Yeah.
So this is happening Saturday, and it's not happening here, correct? Is it happening out of Colorado?
No, it's not happening out of Colorado. It's happening out of North Dakota on a trail called the Mata Hay Trail, which is it runs through ancient tribal lands and ancient spiritual meccas for the native peoples, and it's got a lot of history there, and it's very ethereal is what probably the best word for it. And it's 106 miles one way, right, across 11,000 feet of elevation gain, and the temperatures have been lowered, I think, to the like 90 degrees for the day, so that's a good day in North Dakota.
Now Mary, you are Tim's team lead, and I asked him how many stops, and he's like, I don't know. Because you're in charge of everything on Tim's 106-mile run. So you kind of plan out where he's going, his stops, everything like that. And you volunteered for this, right, to be the team lead?
I volunteered, maybe voluntold is a better word for it.
Invited.
Yeah. Somehow, you know, months ago, it was just an idea. And now I'm sitting here like, oh, I have all these responsibilities. Thanks, Tim.
But how incredible, though, to be involved in this. So being the team lead, I mean, you're basically his support system, telling him where he's going to be, when he's going to be, all that great stuff. You've had to plan everything out, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I'm definitely not doing it on my own. We've got 8 other pacers with us.
Okay.
So really, though, big picture, I'm making sure Tim starts and finishes and that his pacers are communicating with him, making sure he's staying fueled, asking him how many tater tots he's eaten along the way.
Lots.
A lot, right? And then you are the final pace runner, aren't you?
I am. I feel like I've got a little bit of a big job, but I'm excited. I mean, Tim has consistently been saying that he's picked his pacers for a specific reason and placed them along the way, knowing that we each have different characteristics and a different relationship with him. So I feel like I got a good spot.
So you did you specifically pick out certain people to be your pacers for certain parts of the course as you're going 106 miles?
I did. It's very important to me because this is not just about, oh, well, Tim is going to go run 106 miles. This is about a community getting involved to make other communities better, to raise other people up. And I've been through this as my third one, kind of as a fundraiser for different things. And what you see is the aftermath, and everybody is connecting, and then they go out and spread the story. So we're enabling people to make other people rise up.
Absolutely. And like you mentioned, Tim, this is not your first big run. It was, what, 2016 in Scotland. You did, what, 102 miles?
102 miles for the Springs Rescue Mission. From the original rescue mission, it was built in 1826.
Wow.
Across the West Highland Way.
That's incredible.
It was incredible. It was Father's Day and my daughter was there. So, like I said, I picked the pacers for all the right reasons.
And what was your first run?
Leadville 100.
Leadville 100.
And it's probably the hardest one, 2015. Another fundraiser for Springs Rescue Mission, and people have gone on from that had never heard of the rescue mission and are still involved in that nonprofit and you know, making the community better. And that is what I'm all about. That's what I want my life to be about.
Absolutely, helping serve others.
Yes.
And it's an incredible organization, but what called you about One Nation Walking Together?
I'm connected, I think, in a lot of ways to what the native tribal populations go through. It's 50% poverty rate, 50% dropout rate on most of the reservations, high suicide rate. And I come from a background of homelessness and poverty and sexual abuse as well. So there was this connection and this history and all of that that I've always been interested in the first place. And I have a lot of friends when I was growing up that are native, and it just was a way to make it all come together. And it's I don't want to say unheard of, but it's definitely an underserved population. And these are our first people
right
in this country. And it's just a travesty, I think, is what is going on. And people don't know about it.
And Kathy, of course, that's what One Nation Walking Together is all about, making sure that they are served, because it is an underserved population, isn't it? Tremendously underserved.
Correct.
And so if folks want to get more information about being involved with the organization or finding out more, what can they do?
Definitely check out our Facebook page, One Nation Walking Together. Hop on our website, onenationwt.org. Definitely reach out to us by phone, which is listed on our Facebook page or our website. We definitely encourage you to come by. We're open Tuesdays through Friday from 9 to 3. We have wonky hours. But we're still looking for donations tomorrow and Wednesday. Wednesday, we're going to be loading the box truck that will follow Tim and the whole crew up for this run. They're going to be dropping a box truck, a 16-foot box truck off along the way to the run to one of the communities that we serve. So we're still looking for some hygiene items, some socks, some diapers. And we're also still looking for financial donations to support the cost of the rental truck.
Yeah.
We normally send via semi, but we want to be able to provide donations along the way for the run. So through our website, through the Facebook page, again, One Nation Walking Together, WT.org, or our Facebook page.
Perfect. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick news break. We're going to talk about, again, how you can help fill that box truck, how you can support Tim on his 106-mile run on Saturday. I'm tired just talking about it, Tim.
I'm getting there.
We've got that and a lot more coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking about the MADA. Did I say that right? MADA 100, right? Did I say that right?
Well, we missed a word, the MADA. Hey, but you said it right.
MADA Hey 100. And ultra runner Tim Gore and board member of One Nation Walking Together is here. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Renee.
Kathy Terzi, executive director of One Nation Walking Together, is here. Hello, Kathy.
Hi there.
And she's from Lululemon. She is a runner, health nut herself. Mary Muncher is here. She's also Tim's team lead for the upcoming MADA Hey 100 race happening this weekend in the North Dakota Badlands, right?
It is. It's across the ancient tribal lands. I can't say pronounce some of them, but a lot of the tribes that we've all heard of are there. The Mandan tribe that was actually rescued Lewis and Clark on the Little Missouri. We actually run right through that same spot almost.
Now this race, Tim, we were kind of talking in the break. Only 7 people previously have done this. Is that right?
Right.
The 100-mile.
Yeah, the race has been around for 4 years, and the max participants in the 100-mile has been 7.
Wow.
And I think we're increasing that a little bit this year. We have runners from Hawaii coming, and so a lot of people will get to hear about this story.
Which is incredible, and we need to talk about it, don't we, Kathy? Because not only do we, as we talked about in the first half of the show, what our Native American populations face, which is incredible, but it sounds like the bomb cyclone storm also devastated them.
Sure. And we're aware of the bomb cyclone hit in Colorado.
Oh, it
in
was
general.
Yeah.
And
right.
then our news shared a lot of stories of how that affected Nebraska, a lot of our farmers, and how federal aid came and assisted a lot of the victims to those areas. But what a lot of things did not get covered, unfortunately, was how that affected some of the North Dakota, the Nebraska tribes, the Montana tribes and such, because of sovereign nations, they don't see the same kind of federal aid or what kind of devastation happened on those reservations and the people that were snowed in at their homes and how many days they were snowed in at their home. I don't know what the final head count was, unfortunately, but I do know that the last that I heard, I know that we lost 8 people from the Pine Ridge Reservation alone.
Because of the bomb cyclone.
Not being able to get out of their homes due to the snow, roads not being able to get plowed, not having the aid available to them, not being able to get out for dialysis, not being able to get diabetic supplies, just not being able to get out for supplies, period. And not having the same kind of resources as we do within our cities and towns. It's different. And not every reservation, I do want to clarify, not every reservation lives impoverished. We have over 500 recognized tribes in our country, but the communities that we serve are the ones within our western states that are impoverished. So we're not trying to say that every Native American is poor or
correct.
And they never describe themselves as woe is me. They're very prideful, wonderful, beautiful culture. I think one of the biggest benefits for my job is how sharing, giving, and educational they are for me and what they teach me as a non-Native person.
Right.
But we choose to try to be a hand up and a system because of what I've learned throughout the 12 years of doing this, when I go to a church or a Sertoma club or a service club, I've learned randomly there's always a one or two people throughout the year that'll stand up and say, Native Americans still exist, or they still live on reservations. I didn't know they live on reservations. I think as a country and as a people, that's not okay.
Right.
Because we're aware that in Haiti or in Africa or in Ethiopia that there's people that are still impoverished or have these needs, and so we work as a country to try and aid them, which is okay, and I appreciate that and I honor that. But we have people 6.5 hours away from here in the Pine Ridge Reservation. We got people 7 hours away in Navajo Nation, and they're just as in need sometimes, and that's not okay. We got houses that don't have paint because they can't afford them. We got people, like in the Pine Ridge Reservation, a third of the homes don't have indoor plumbing or electricity.
That's
your expression right now is not okay.
It's not okay.
How do you not know that? Like, this is your country, exactly. 6.5 hours away from your home. How do you not know that? I think our country's done a really good job of underserving our Native peoples and uneducating our people here.
Right.
So that's why we try to do what we do, because so many people don't know, and we try to get out there, and that's what Tim's doing, is trying to bring some awareness, because people need to know who their neighbors are. I think a lot of people here in our own cities, in our own state, don't know that the person that you're working with or the people that you're going to school with might be a Native person, and shame on you for assuming that they're Hispanic. You know, get to know your neighbor.
Right.
How can we help each other? How do we do what everybody's talking about, inclusivity? Well, let's be inclusivity. Let's do something about it, and let's get to grow our minds and reach out and figure out what can we do together.
Right.
And how do we grow community? And I think that's really honorable what Tim's doing and how hard he's working and how he's roped in all his friends and held them hostage to come in here and kidnap them all off to North Dakota to go do this run in this heat to bring this awareness to a population that so many people are unaware of. That, you know, there's a huge population that does know about it, but I'm soapboxing right now, but I'm very passionate about what I do.
And you can tell, which is really good.
And I don't feel like I do a job. I feel like I serve a people. You know, I work for them.
Right.
I work really hard to try to fundraise, to pay for the shipments, bring awareness, to bring in the donations, and I work for the people that we serve. I feel like our whole organization and the volunteers that come, we serve the people that we're trying to work for.
Absolutely. So. And Tim, how can folks support you? Again, this is bringing awareness, and this is just the start of bringing awareness to this. And what we know, like Kathy just said, I mean, that's no indoor plumbing. I mean, just 6.5 hours away.
Or you're hauling your water for drinking or water.
Right, exactly. So how can folks support you financially or with goods, or how can they help support you on this run and help bring awareness?
So definitely go to onenationwt.org and kind of read through that front page there. You'll find out about the run there. You'll find out where to donate and kind of what the needs are for this. That's one way. You can give us a call. And our number is 329-0251, area code 719. Or you can come by. We encourage you to come by 3150 North Nevada, where we're at, and kind of see the warehouse, see what is done with these. You know, we have that staff of three that are part-time staff and all these amazing volunteers. So kind of see what it looks like. It's an amazing warehouse that we have, and it's just a great experience for people.
And really, really quick again, Kathy, let's go over again, going with you, Tim, on your run, is going a 16-foot box trucks full of supplies, and we're still short on some stuff. Kathy, what needs to get filled up there?
We could still use, number one recommended item is brand new underwear and socks. We get a lot of gently used underwear and socks. We need some brand new ones. We're gearing up for school supplies right now. We've been asked for some drywall and some plywood from the contact that we're working with. We could also use some towels.
Okay.
Food. They've asked for some water, bottled water. And we need funds. We need funds to be able to pay for the fuel cost and the shipping of this truck. One of our donors the other day put out a challenge for $106
Perfect.
Kind of like
sense.
The Walk for Mankind type theory.
Exactly.
For a dollar for each mile. Somebody came said, I can't do that. I'll do $53. That's okay, too. If you can do $5 to help, that's great, too. Just you can make a donation on the website as well.
Which is
One
Nation.
But socks are super important. I've seen too many little ones at school time not have socks in their shoes.
Perfect. Okay, that's OneNationWT.org. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come out back, we're going to talk about getting ready for a 106-mile run. I mean, I have to get ready for a 6-mile walk. I mean, I'm just saying. We'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Ah, we're running out of time. We still have so much to talk about. We're talking with Kathy Terzi, Executive Director, One Nation Walking Together, Board Member, Ultra Runner Tim Gore is here, and Mary Muncher is here. She's with Lululemon in Briargate. She's also Tim's team lead for the Mata-Hay 100 Trail Run through majestic North Dakota Badlands, which is happening this Saturday. And Mary, how do you prepare? How do you prepare Tim? How do you help your team and leading Tim to get prepared for such a massive race?
I mean, it's a lot of miles to cover, so you definitely need to have a training plan in mind, and that looks like running a lot.
Yeah, and Tim, you were kind of saying during the breaks, you normally keep a level of what, 50 miles?
I usually stay prepared for a 50K, which is about 31 miles
okay,
on the daily. That's what I'm prepared for.
On the
for.
Daily?
Yep.
I'm prepared for a 50K, but when you start getting ready for... say this 106-mile race, what do you start doing? How does your training change? Does your eating change, obviously, incrementally starting to increase the distance?
Right. You start to increase your running distance every week, and you take on the hills. If you take on the hills, you can pretty much take on any race. And so I just increase it to where I'm at about 50 to 60 miles a week. I don't go much above that because I feel you beat your body down, and you start eating a lot of tater tots.
I was going to say, we've been talking about the tater tots. The tater tots have been coming up a lot. Is that your staple?
It's so good when you're on a run. All that salt chased by a Coke. So that's my staple, tater tots and Coke.
So are we going to have a fanny pack filled with tater tots?
That's what I hear. So if anybody has a fanny pack.
Mary's like, I'm going for this, right?
Got it. Yeah. I've got it prepared.
You've got it. You've got the fanny. Now, Lululemon has also stepped up to help support all of this, haven't they, Tim, and this whole project?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we saw Tim as a fantastic community member and a runner who is just crushing things in our area. And we just knew, like, we're going to support him in his sweaty pursuits and also knowing that he's trying to create some change. So
absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. And when are you guys actually leaving to head to North Dakota?
So we are leaving Thursday morning pretty early to get there in time to help drop off the truck and unload it, and then packet pickups on Friday. And then Tim's off to an early start Saturday morning, 6 a.m.
So the race starts at 6 a.m.
Indeed.
On Saturday morning. So you are running in that very hot heat.
Right. And it's going to get hot at about, I don't know, 6:10, because it's usually like 80 to 90 at that point then. So, yeah, it's going to be in the heat pretty much most of the day, which I've been training for. And I've hated training for it, but I've been running in the afternoons instead of the mornings.
I was going to say, hey, you had the perfect training heat last week, right?
Yeah, it was kind of welcome for me because I knew I had to get that training in, you know. It was the hardest thing I had to do of all the training.
Absolutely. But like you said, though, it sounds like it's going to be a little bit cooler on Saturday for the race.
Yeah, we got 10 degrees off, I think, so maybe.
That's fantastic.
Between 80 to 95, probably most of the day.
Now, Kathy, what is the best way? Because everybody's going to want to follow Tim's racing, follow how this is going, the fundraising efforts. What is the best way to track all of this? Follow the race. Follow your guys' trip up there. Because this is really an incredible experience that's happening this week and weekend.
Facebook. And I think that the team and his pacers are going to be using Tim's personal Facebook.
Okay.
To do live feeds from Tim Gore. So you're listed as Timothy Gore.
Timothy Gore. You'll see it. I'm on a mountain somewhere in my picture.
Perfect.
And those of us who are, because one of our staff are going up there, Laura, and then, so, you know, we'll be trying to share this from our One Nation Facebook page as well, but I think Tim's personal Facebook page, so if you follow Tim on his Facebook page, so One Nation has shared some of his stuff on our One Nation Facebook page.
Oh, perfect.
So you can definitely find Tim from One Nation Walking Together's Facebook.
Okay.
Follow Tim. And it'll be an adventure over the weekend.
It's going to be.
And it should start Thursday, really, because when the team leaves Thursday, They'll be going to the community, be able to show where the truck goes, show
right.
who our contact ends up being, and how some of those donations make an effect.
Absolutely.
And the adventure starts to unfold.
From there, right? Yeah.
And the tater tots.
And the tater tots.
Tater tots will be flowing. And yeah. also, Lululemon, Colorado yeah. Springs, has a Facebook page that will also be posted. For
That'll me. Be tracking this whole thing. And awesome. Really quick, you guys, let's once again, because we've covered so much information, to participate, contribute to Tim's 106-mile Mata Hay 100 Trail Run. Where can they go to, like, sponsor and donate?
And that would be the One Nation Walking, the OneNationWT.org.
Perfect. And then the list of donations, again, I have some of them written down for the truck that's leaving Thursday. Underwear, socks, school supplies, dry wood supplies, right? Towels.
Plywood.
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 I wrote.
Drywall.
Dry plywood.
I don't know why I wrote that. There we go.
I was probably mumbling. It's Monday.
No, you're fine. Towels, water, fun, of course, money to help fund the gasoline and the food. And, of course, all of this is found on the website, correct?
Indeed. OneNationWT.org.
You guys, I wish we could keep going. There's so much to talk about. But, Tim, we wish you the best of luck. We can't wait to follow your race this weekend. Good luck.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having it.
Thank you,
because you this helps us, you know, get more people involved. So
absolutely,
thank you,
and raise awareness. Kathy, keep us posted on everything. A really quick powwow coming up next month. Is that right?
We have a powwow coming up at the Norris Penrose Event Center. It's the 11th annual powwow. It's going to be on August 10th. Admission's $5. Unless you're 12 and under, then you are.
Do I look
free.
12 and under? Can I get in? You think?
You probably could.
No. Okay. And information on the website.
Yep, and also on the Facebook. It's a fun-filled day event. Beautiful, beautiful drummers, dancers, and then we'll have some vendors, food, and it's just a great day to come out and participate with the Native community, whether you're Native or non-Native.
Perfect. I like it. Okay, and then Mary, good luck keeping Tim in line on this big adventure.
Thank you.
And congratulations on being the last pace runner for the race.
High expectations with tater tots.
That's right. The whole have that fanny pack.
Right. Fanny full of tater tots. Everybody remember that.
That's right.
Tim Gore, Kathy Terzee, Mary Muncher, thank you so much. And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, we're going to talk about Springs TV and some new services that are happening there. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.